What's up, podcast? Text MEM to 31996 to get access to my free content planner and be first to get notified when anything new launches. By the way, I'm hosting a content workshop this month. Registration opens June 8th. Spots are limited. So again, if you want to be first to be notified, text MEM to 31996. This episode contains audio from a recent Instagram Live I did where we discussed the best type of ads you should be running and how to increase your brand awareness so you can grow on Instagram. So without further ado, let's get into this episode. So what you have to do is run a retargeting ad. You have to tell Facebook, hey, show me ads to people who have visited my cart but have not purchased. That's where the money is made in ads and retargeting ads, because those people are already warm. We have cold traffic. That's people who do not know you. They don't know your brand. They don't know anything. Then if someone, you know, visits your website, they become warm because they already know you. If somebody adds the cart and initiates checkout, that, you know, that's another level of warm. They almost there to the purchase. So that's why it's important to, you know, I, you know, usually advise people, don't set up cold traffic ads. Like, you know, do your thing on Instagram where you're driving traffic weekly over to your website. Only set up retargeting ads. So anybody who has made it to your cart but didn't buy, just show those, that group of people ads. Once you get that working, then you set up some cold traffic ads and try to go find new people to come through your little sales funnel. I was just about to start talking about that. So, yeah, you have to understand, you know, the concept of sales funnels when you're selling products online or anything, like any business. You have to have a simple, basic understanding of sales funnels. So cold traffic, turning cold traffic to warm, getting warm traffic to buy you. Warm people are people who know you. Cold people are people who do not know you. So how Instagram works, what we do to bring awareness to our business is like, comment, follow, and in our content. So our content, liking posts, following people, and commenting on posts is a brand awareness play. That's to get people into our funnel. We're taking people who don't know us and getting them to know us by engaging with them.
Facebook Pixel
should be installed on your website. So, and this is just the Instagram funnel alone. So awareness, we go engage with other users on Instagram. That's how we bring awareness to our brand. So that's how we get people into our funnel. How we warm those people up is we use our content, stories, lives, IGTV, newsfeed, direct message to warm them up. Then we send them over to our website. Now we have, you know, educated, trusting, you know, followers or an audience who are, you know, ready to buy. We're not just sending cold traffic and expecting them to do something. Honestly, I find it boring to do. What do you find boring? Already? Thanks for sharing your knowledge. Not a problem. If you're just discovering me through my ads this week, I have been getting a lot of followers this week from my ads. Let me know.
Is it time for Tom and Jerry to go night-night?
Yes. 10:50. Yes. Oh, yeah. Can you turn it off? Are you saying you find it boring DMing people or engaging? Engaging is definitely boring. You know, back in my heyday when I was doing my Thug Thizzle, I used to use bots to do the engagement. Like, I used to grow my pages automatically. And the bots would just, you know, like posts all day. And Instagram has limits. So if you push past those limits, then they start, you know, looking at your page as spam or that it's automated. So that's what happened to me. And that's why I kind of, you know, got off the little using bots to grow your page, because Instagram got really smart and they were able to detect bots like quickly. And, you know, at this point, so now the latest game is like using dummy profiles. You bot the dummy profiles and you make the dummy profiles point back to your main page or what's called your money site. So people do this in Google as well. So I don't mean to get all technical, but like when you're trying to rank in Google, you need backlinks. You need links back from stronger or bigger websites. Thanks for listening. If you find this podcast helpful or useful, please leave me a 5-star review wherever you consume your podcast at. Again, thanks for listening.